But now it's 7:45, and time for Saturday Night Theatre. For Unto Us, by Nan Woodhouse.
Herod the King.
You to us, or us to you?
I'm being Joseph.
Who's being Jesus?
Jesus is a doll, silly.
Mrs. Hall said we could have a real baby. Auntie Angela's might be ready.
A real baby would cry.
It might not.
But if it did...
Daft to ask. Naturally, be coming to us. He can't entertain our lot at Christmas, a pensioner.
Right, joke over. We couldn't have gone anyway with Angela, do you? Where will he sleep?
Oh, hell.
Exactly. Angela will have to come in with me, and you and your father will have to take her bed, which isn't hers when everybody has their own, it's Janie's.
Me and Dad in a single bed.
Three quarters. Sat on the couch.
Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
I always sort something out.
I like your confidence. He's a sociable fella. Maybe he'll choose to spend the festive season with his mates once he knows the position.
I doubt it. He's a traditionalist. Family at Christmas. Turkey, all that.
Turkey?
Yeah, you know, big bird, noisy, gobbles a lot.
And we'll have to gobble a lot if we're having one. We're practically vegetarian. Think how a turkey goes on.
I'll get a small one.
I don't fancy it.
You can't offer Dad nut roast. He'll think it's solidified stuffing.
Get off. Nut roast doesn't taste... Do you think it tastes like solidified stuffing?
Dad might. He can't chew everything. Nuts are out. Raw veg, I give him wind. Oh, come on, Casey, we're not 100%. We have the odd bit of fish. We can compromise for once, can't we?
We can. What about the poor turkey? Doubt if it'll see its neck being wrung as a compromise.
You're a softie.
Oh, I'll give him a ring. See if he offers to stay away.
No chance. We'll manage, all right.
Are you sure you want to come, Dad? Our eating habits are so different. And then Angela's here this year. You remember my sister, Angela?
The more the merrier. And as for food, love, anything will do for me.
Oh, we'll be like sardines in a tin. You won't be comfortable.
I'll be right enough. Don't you worry ahead. Can't come soon enough for me, Christmas.
Well, if you're sure.
Looking forward to it.
Right you are, then. See you. Bye.
Ta-da, love.
Oh.
Wrapped your presents yet?
Angela? I haven't even written my cards.
Past the last day for second class posting.
Oh, then I'll have to go first class.
50-odd Christmas cards, first class.
Oh, they'll be okay, second. The post office is like a tomb on Christmas Eve.
They won't get there.
Well then, little sister, how about going round delivering them by hand?
In my condition. My legs are swelling up as it is.
Oh, the local ones. Nothing further afield.
Don't be funny.
Well, how come you've left it so late?
Hearing lines for the nativity play. Cleaning the house, going to the clinic with Angela, washing extra sheets, taking Teddy and Jane to rehearsals, doing my unimportant part-time job, cooking, going to the clinic with Angela, helping Jane with a reading, chasing up the washing machine man, wringing out sheets by hand, making up beds, going to the clinic with Angela.
You said that three times.
I've been three times.
Well, who did the late-night shopping?
Oh, thank you, David. Right. Who wrote the list, plus the diagram of the inside of Saint's?
Oh, come on.
2 days it took to write that list. 2 days between nervous breakdowns. What did it cost? All that unnecessary festive fare.
About the same as a weekend break in the Brecon Beacons.
I wouldn't call it unnecessary.
No?
Christmas is special, isn't it?
Why the Brecon Beacons?
It's far away. It's quiet.
Don't you think Christmas should be spent at home with all the trimmings?
And may I make a few points?
Will they be upsetting?
Very probably.
Oh, you always had a caustic tongue. You take after Mother. I'm more like Father.
Why not go and stay with him?
Well, that was a bit unnecessary.
Was it? I can't understand why Angela's under my roof at all if I'm such a monster.
You'd better make your points.
No, I'd better not.
You'll have to now. You've started.
No, forget it. What I'd really like, Dave, isn't so much your Welsh mountains as the Orient Express. Paris to Venice with all that luxury.
And what about your principles?
Oh, well, they're hurting like tight shoes.
You wouldn't get vegetarian food on the Orient Express.
That'd be a choice. huge selection. Courgettes dripping in butter, asparagus in cream, tiny emerald sprouts served with flaky toasted almonds. There'd be tablecloths and flowers and sparkling wine glasses. I'd spend some time in the sitting position. I have often in weak moments dreamed of the Orient Express. I've dreamed of the sitting position.
Decadent stuff.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Do you know your lines, you two?
Word perfect, aren't you?
Yes. Why was Jesus born in a stable?
There wasn't any room for him at the inn.
Was it bank holiday? Why didn't Mary go into a hospital to have him?
They didn't then.
Did everybody go to the pub to have a baby?
No, silly. Mary rode on a donkey.
I know that. He thinks he knows everything just because he's Joseph. Have you ever been to the pub on a donkey, Mum?
Clown.
It was a custom then. Like getting on a bus.
Why did they pick you for Joseph, love?
He's got the loudest voice.
Yeah. I'm the best actor.
I'm an angel.
We all know that.
Gabriel.
Gabriel's a boy. Daniel Pigging Broadbent's Gabriel. I'm just Cora.
Jane.
Well, everybody calls him Daniel Pigging Broadbent because he's stuck up.
A chorus of angels.
I have to have a white knight and a wire halo painted gold.
I'm having a beard glued on.
A beard? Have you told Mrs. Hall you've got a sensitive skin?
Well, I'm off.
Where?
I told you, squash. Fair enough. That's right. Be good, you two.
Oh, nice. I'd like to...
Squash him. I'd like to squash him.
All right, calm down. I'm predictable. I'd still like to squash him.
It works off his surplus energy.
Surplus? I wish I had the bare minimum of energy. Never mind surplus.
He enjoys squash, though, doesn't he?
Oh, yes. He loves it. Loves it.
You don't approve?
Of hitting a ball against a blank wall. Of dashing about and sweating like a pig.
Keeps him trim.
Yeah, it does that.
And then they have to maintain their individuality, men. Do some of the things they used to do before they were married.
Dave didn't play squash before we were married. He lay on his mother's settee reading James Bond or watching the Pink Panther. And what about the things I used to do before we were married?
What things do you miss in particular?
My God, I've forgotten. What did I do? It's gone, all of it. That me has ceased to exist. I've blocked it off. I'm a total blank.
Besides, Dave works hard at his job, doesn't he?
Does he? We know that, do we? Yeah. Yes, of course he does. But sometimes he comes home looking fresh as a daisy when I feel like the lawn of Flymo's been over.
Oh, you'll have to watch it. You're getting to be a real moaner.
Right, that's it. Right, stop right there.
What's wrong?
What's wrong? You two, pretending you're invisible. Upstairs.
Oh,
bathroom,
no.
Yes.
It's too
soon.
Come
on now.
I've just got to
move. Watch.
Move.
I'm not listening to any more excuses. Yeah. Out you go. Come on.
Oh, hell. Katie? Hang on.
Hello.
Goodness, Dad. Oh, sorry, I hope you don't mind me calling you that.
Of course not, love.
I think it is, Dad. Katie always calls you that. And Dave, of course. I thought they were coming for you on Christmas Eve, fetching you in the car.
Decided to come on me rail card. Never use it. Waste of money. Why not, I thought. Save those to a trip. Price of petrol, time factor.
Yes. Come in and sit down. You'll be wanting a cup of tea.
No bottles yet.
Bottles?
For the festivities. Nothing a bit warming.
Oh, I see. Sorry. Thick.
I see you are.
Yes.
Any day now, eh?
Boxing Day.
Never.
Nothing ever happens on Boxing Day, does it? Trust me. I wonder if the baby will be an anticlimax too.
Never. You're looking a bit peaky. Get plenty of Christmas pud down you. Keep up your strength.
I'm not a pudding person.
Now I am. I have a good appetite. Healthy. People who live on their own, you know, old people especially, acquire a reputation for skimping their meals. Not me. Money's tight. I've only my pension. But I do all right. I'm not one of those for a tin of soup and a toasted tea cake. No. The morale's important. Have a young family to live for and my health and strength. And folk on their own in the world, well, they haven't the heart to bother. Can't bring themselves to make a bit of something. Their health and strength goes down the neck. No energy, no will. It's a vicious circle. No, I may be past my best, but I'm not a toasted tea cake, ma'am.
Good.
And I do enjoy the traditional fare. Turkey with all the trimmings, plum pudding, mince pies. Feet up, and a bit of telly, brisk walk around the block, and back in time for tea.
I'm not sure where the bottles are. I'll just nip out to the kitchen. Katie's upstairs with the kids. Early bed. I thought she'd have heard you.
Take this carrier, will you? A few bits and pieces for Teddy and Jane. Best out of sight till Christmas morning.
Oh, yes. Right. Thanks.
A drop of whiskey wouldn't come amiss, with or without a squirt of water.
I'm not sure.
Though sherry would be acceptable, if that's all there is.
Sleeping like a log.
Oh, no wonder. Best part of a bottle of good sherry put away before he went up. I was saving it for Christmas.
Oh, come on, Katie, it is Christmas.
Not yet, it's not. Christmas Eve, that's what I call Christmas, Christmas Day. I don't get the decorations out in September.
Nor post the cards.
Don't be petty. Oh, one blessing. Sent Angie off to bed early. Do you realise? This is the first evening we've had 5 minutes on our own since she came.
Yeah.
We haven't had a chance to talk about what she's going to do afterwards. There's no time left, for heaven's sake.
Do?
Hey, where she's going to go? Oh, wake up, Dave. I've been trying to get through on this for ages. Mum and Dad are out. She's got no money, no job prospects. What's that leave?
Us?
Us?
Well, she could stick around here for a while.
Oh, no.
She's your sister.
No, I know that, thank you. I'm not having her here with us, Dave. Not with a young baby. Have you forgotten what that's like in the middle of the night? We've had that. I thought we were through all that. Besides, we haven't the space. Children are getting older. They can't bunk up together indefinitely. It's not good for Angie either to be carried like this. You don't know half of it. It's always been difficult. Walking out of her one decent job, flitting from one casual thing to the next. Now this. She must learn some self-reliance, stand on her own feet.
You can't come here. There is no room.
Oh, please, we have come far, and there is a baby coming.
You should have thought of that. We're full to overflowing.
We are so tired.
I'm sorry, there is no room.
Did you hear something?
No.
I thought I heard something. Oh, what a mess. How did she get pregnant? That's what I'd like to know.
Usual way, I suppose.
But Angela...
Oh, she's female.
She's so antediluvian. Never even had boyfriends, and suddenly, wham!
Just goes to show.
Have you given any more thought to what you'll do after the baby's born?
I can't seem to think past the birth itself.
I know, but you'll have to try, Angie. There's not much time.
If I could just stay here for the first few weeks...
Then what?
I'd get a flat. A room.
Oh, one room with a young baby? You had one room before you came here. You said you'd never cope there.
Not there, I couldn't. There are social workers. A social worker will help me. And there are hostels.
You'd live in a hostel? A hostel for unmarried mothers?
That's what I am. Will be.
If you're serious about a flat, here's a paper. The to lets. There aren't many.
Have you seen the rents they're asking?
We've got to do something.
I'm going to talk to somebody tomorrow, when you're at work.
Who? The social worker? Who?
I'll tell you about it later. What are you going to do about it?
What can I do?
It's your baby.
Yeah.
Kate doesn't want me. She keeps telling me to find somewhere to go. This morning I very nearly told her you were the father. I can't stand her looking at me as though I'm feckless, shiftless.
I'm bewildered, I just...
If you don't do something, I shall have to go into a hostel. Do you want your baby to live in a hostel with a lot of other screaming babies, with no home life and no father?
You talk about my baby. My baby, I can't believe it. It doesn't seem real.
Are you blind? It's real enough. It weighs a ton. Oh, why did this have to happen to me?
You know why it happened.
You mean it was my fault?
I didn't say that.
You implied it. I set out to get you, that's what you think, isn't it? Don't think, I don't know, you never looked at me at all until that night. Funny, I don't quite know what happened either. I knew I was only coming to babysit, that I'd see you for no more than minutes before you went out. Yeah, I put on my best dress, new perfume, made up my face, did my hair.
Why suddenly? We'd known each other for years.
It wasn't sudden. Dressing up that night as though I knew, that was sudden. I couldn't believe my luck when you came back early. What was the excuse?
There was no excuse. Katie had promised Pam and Tom we'd take some slides and... Well, we'd left them behind in the rush to get the kids to bed before we went out. So after supper, I slipped back to fetch them.
Yes, Yes, you did. What did you tell them when you got back? That the car had broken down?
Oh, what's it matter? I was full of wine, they were more full of wine. I don't think they missed me.
You weren't too full of wine. You knew what you were doing, all right.
Yeah, in this room with my children asleep upstairs. I mean, suppose... Oh, God, it doesn't bear thinking about.
No, you don't want to think about it, but I have to do something about it. I'd go it alone, is that it?
I've got a wife and family, Angela. Your own sister.
You should have thought of that.
I should never have got this far.
You mean I should have had an abortion?
No, I didn't mean that.
Then what do you mean? You get pregnant, you have an abortion, or you have a baby. I didn't know there was another alternative.
I don't know what I mean. I can't even claim I thought you were on the pill. I didn't think at all. Look, I'm dead sorry. All I can say over and over again is how sorry I am.
I heard you the first time. It doesn't help.
Angela, look, you don't love me. We're not talking about love here. What happened was just a...
Just what? One of those things? A mad few minutes? You're right. I don't love you. I thought I loved you then. Do you think I'd have let it happen if I didn't love you?
If you'd known more men... When you meet the right man...
Oh, I'll know the difference, will I? That would be convenient, wouldn't it? Somebody coming along right now to take me off your hands.
What about the adoption idea?
You'll adopt it, will you? Oh, your own baby. Quite fashionable, that. Sisters having their husbands' babies for each other. Do you think Katie will buy it?
You know what I mean. You said you'd talk to the doctor.
I changed my mind.
Why?
It's part of me, David. I can feel it moving in here. I can almost hear it breathing. It's not an operation I'm waiting for. They're not going to remove part of my anatomy and dispose of it like some gallstone they say you can keep or chuck away. It's a baby. Your baby.
But you didn't want it, and there are people desperate for children.
Well, they're not having this one.
So what do you want me to do? Tell me.
Help me. Take some responsibility. If you won't tell Katie...
Oh, can I?
Then help me to find somewhere to live. Somewhere decent, not a hostel.
It might not be as bad as you think. People in the same boat, you'd have some support. It'd be better than struggling on your own. You see, I've no money to speak of. Oh, there's a policy, but everything else is in this house.
I don't want your money. I want your care and your concern. I want...
Don't get upset. Katie will be in any minute.
Oh, and Katie must be protected. Katie must be kept safe. Katie mustn't know. Katie. What would you do, I wonder, if I did tell her?
You wouldn't.
And you're relying on that.
She's your sister. It would kill her.
You underestimate her. You overestimate yourself.
Hello? Where's Dad? Something the matter?
He's gone for a walk. Dad's gone for a walk.
You're early?
Yeah.
You look shot at.
It's been quite a day.
Same here. I've forgotten when to pick up the kids. They're rehearsing the play. Last day of term and they're still hard at it. Will you go back for them in half an hour?
Oh, yeah, I'll go.
Feeling rough, Ange?
I'm all right.
You had a rest this afternoon?
No.
Go and have 10 minutes. I'll call you when tea's ready. Go on. The way she looks, she could have it before Boxing Day. Where are you going?
Evening paper.
Stu?
Yeah, I won't be a minute. I'll give you a hand when I come back.
Alone again? Naturally.
Well then, son. Where's he off?
He wants to catch up on the news.
He walked right past me. Has he got a lot on his mind?
Well, you better ask him. Lately, we haven't been talking to each other.
His mother was like that. Moody. Prone to sulking. Wouldn't come out with it if something bothered. It can be hard to live with.
Yeah. Cup of tea?
I won't say no. Here, I'll put the kettle on.
I thought Angela might have got the veg ready.
Well, you can get on with that and leave the brewing to me. I'm an expert.
Ta-ha.
Where's Teddy and Jane?
Practising.
Oh, when is it, this nativity play?
Oh, they're doing it in church on Christmas morning, with it being a church school, you see.
Christmas morning? What about the prezzies?
Oh, don't worry, they'll be opening those at daybreak.
Will it be cold in church?
Cold?
Drafty places, churches.
Oh, I don't think so. They'll have eating on, won't they, Christmas Day? Well, these days, surely.
I'd like to see them, of course. The last time I was in church was when we buried Dave's mother.
Well, you mustn't come if you don't feel up to it.
I'll think about it.
You might enjoy it. They'll have a crib and candles lit.
Yeah. Not a lot of heat thrown out from candles.
Are you feeling cold, Dad?
I'm all right.
Here, come on. You go and sit down and I'll brew the tea. Dinner can wait.
What about a digestive biscuit?
I'll put you off your meal.
So they say. Let's have one, though, eh, shall we? A spot of something to keep out the cold. A cup of tea with a drop of whiskey. What could be nicer?
Come through and I'll turn up the fire.
Stop now!
Give us a break. It's half past five.
Now, now, Christmas spirit. Oh. I remember somebody who used to be just the same. Wide awake at the crack of dawn.
Dawn hasn't cracked. It's the dead of night.
Rubbish. Rubbish. I'm up at six most days when I'm at home. Let's have a kettle on, eh? Nice cup of tea.
Do you feel anything?
Numb. I feel numb. I don't think this baby's ever coming.
Oh, go back to bed. Rest.
I don't want to rest. Katie...
Oh, look, love, I've got to dash. Jane's left her halo. She'll be going spare. We'll have a talk after dinner, just the two of us.
Right. We'll do that. What have I to do towards dinner?
Nothing. It's all under control.
I shan't see the play. The children.
Oh, I'll get them to give you a private performance later.
Won't be quite the same, will it? No crib, no carols.
No Daniel pigging Broadbent. There'll be another year.
Will there?
Kate!
Oh, sorry. I've got to go. See you in about an hour. Rest now.
Now then.
Oh, you scared me. I thought you were in the car with Dave. Aren't you going to church?
I was. I changed my mind.
What about the children?
Oh, they won't notice whether I'm there or not. Drafty places, churches. Better here by the fire. Turn it up a bit, eh? Aren't you sitting down?
I'm supposed to be going back to bed.
Well, if you must.
No, I don't particularly want to. I can't seem to get comfortable anywhere.
Try lying on the rug.
What?
Dave's mother lay on the rug when she was far gone like you. Got herself comfy for the first time in I don't know how long. Drifted off. Woke up an hour later and, hey presto, straight into labour.
Oh, I think I'll sit on the settee, thanks all the same.
Right you are. Will you have a drop of sherry? Festive season.
No, thanks. The baby.
Oh, aye. Just as well. Teetotal already, poor little bugger. I'll help myself then. There we are. Now then. How do you feel?
How do you think I feel?
Daft question. You look worried to death. Come on, love. This is Christmas morning.
It's Boxing Day that's on my mind and...
Afterwards?
Afterwards.
Where is the lad? The father? Where is he?
I'd rather not talk about that.
Oh, I wish I could have a go at him. He'd see some sense if it was up to me.
What do you mean?
Marriage. That's what he should be offering. I know we're living in a different world to what it used to be, but a nice old-fashioned lass like you. Where's your sense of responsibility? Where is he?
I don't want to. I can't marry him.
Now, which is it? Don't want to or can't?
Both.
That's fairly conclusive then, isn't it?
I'd say so, yes.
It's not a dirty den job, is it?
What?
So-and-so's not married.
I told you. I don't want to talk about him.
All right. Have a toffee. What about the future?
No, thanks. The future? What's that?
A young girl like you implying there's no future? You've got it all before you.
You can say that again.
Like a girl with a sense of humour. Like you, Angela.
Thank you. Nobody else does.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, no, it's true. I've never been popular. Kate was the popular one.
A grand girl, Kate. If a bit sharp at times.
Oh, she's always been sharp. Witch, they call it.
She's feeling harassed.
With me here, you mean?
Well, she's got a plate full.
Thank you very much.
What's she going to do when the baby's born?
I don't know. Stay here for a bit. Go and live in a hostel.
Doesn't sound too good to me.
What else can I do?
Oh, what about your mum and dad?
Well, they haven't got any room for me. They sold up when Dad took early retirement and bought a small flat. Besides...
Yes?
Mum makes it pretty obvious I'd be an embarrassment to them.
Nay.
Oh, yes.
You'd be no embarrassment to me if you were my daughter.
Thank you.
I'd look after you, whether or not.
Not today, Janie.
What?
Well, you shouldn't call people unkind names. It's Christmas Day.
Why are it today, then?
Because it's Christmas. You've just been in a nativity play. It's supposed to teach you about love, kindness.
Yes.
He went dead red. Everybody laughed.
Is it all right to call him that on other days? On all the other days of
the
year?
No, it's not all right. But today's extra special.
Why?
Jesus got born, stupid.
Teddy.
I know Jesus got born.
And he taught us to love one another. Isn't that right?
Even Daniel Broadbent.
Everybody.
But he's horrible. He shows off. Nobody even likes him.
You don't have to like people in order to love them.
Well, I think that's beyond the manch.
Jesus said we must even love our enemies, especially our enemies.
Why, Mum?
Oh, dear. Because then there's a chance, I suppose, that it'll rub off. That sounds sanctimonious. But hating them back just makes double hating. The world's got enough of that.
Well said. Has anybody else got an empty glass?
How many is this stuff?
Are you counting on this Christmas Day?
Is that a rule as well? Can you have more to drink than usual when it's Christmas Day,
we're
Daddy?
We're getting into deep waters here.
Wine comes from grapes.
So?
The Lord didn't make them for decoration only.
Oh, that's a convenient argument. By the same token, there's no substance on earth we shouldn't be able to swallow in quantity and with impunity.
Well, you can say that with no trouble. It's time you had another.
Little pitchers have big ears, as Granny used to say.
It's disgusting, his drink.
Who says?
Me, I said it.
Well, everything's good in moderation.
Everything?
But most things.
And who decides what's moderate?
This is getting a bit heavy going for Christmas Day. Now, who pulled this last cracker?
Me!
Well,
me.
Here you are, then. Pull it between you.
I want the joke.
There's a ring in it. It's plastic.
Ooh, does it fit?
What's a quick breakfast?
I don't know. Well, what is a quick breakfast?
Bacon and exit.
Oh, no. Right, you two. Coats on.
Oh, why?
Walkies.
I want to watch the telly.
Plenty of time for that later. Get some fresh air down you while we clear these pots.
It's cold out there.
Oh, we're a couple of softies.
Listen to the great outdoor mammer. Square eyes he had when he was a kid. We couldn't shift out the settee. He'd have watched day and night if we'd let him.
What did I tell you?
Have you nothing to say for yourself, David?
Nothing at all. Come on, you two, be quick about it.
I'd quite like a walk.
Well, fine. You and Dad go, I'll help Katie with the washing up.
Afraid she'll give birth on the pavement, David?
No, that's not what he's afraid of.
Have I missed something?
Yeah, I can't go walking yet. We'll be missing the Queen if we don't get to move on.
Is the Queen coming?
Coat on, you. Both of you, now.
I want to watch
the film.
Don't
you want to hear the Queen, Dave? I mean, I thought everybody listened to the Queen's speech.
I'm taking my children out for a walk. The Queen, if she has any sense, will be taking her corgis. Oh. I may have spent some time in front of the box as a youth. I'm grown up now.
Grown-ups have a sense of responsibility.
How much have I had to drink? I can't seem to follow this conversation.
Wait till the end, Dad.
Right, coming!
Wait for me.
Oh, peace, perfect peace. So much for your walk, Angela.
I'll go myself later.
Well, I'll come with you. After the Queen. Which side is she on?
Isn't she on to all sides? Let's go through to the kitchen and get rid of this lot. Unless you want to lie down.
Aren't you going to come and listen to the Queen with me, Angela? I mean, she may have something to say about future generations. And there you are, carrying one of them.
Too late for advice.
Oh, look at the mess. You forget how many mucky pots meat-eating makes. Roasting tin pans. Gravy jugs. Yuck.
The old man enjoyed his turkey.
Yeah. I'd have liked to stick to my guns and serve all vegetarian, but I haven't the guts. I worked with a woman once who served kippers to her husband the first Christmas they were married. He almost died of shock. If we get rid of all these pans first... Mm. Miss Hampson used to say, cutlery first, girls. Do you remember?
Miss Hampson. Domestic science and netball. Yeah.
She'd have gone spare if she could see this kitchen. Where's your organisation, Catherine? She'd have said. Where's your method? Last of the old school. I thought she rather liked you.
Sympathy. We took the same size shoes.
You have such a complex about your feet. They're not that big.
Well, I'll have to take your word for it. I haven't seen them lately.
Which tea towel?
I'll get a clean one. If I'm not mistaken, that's the one Teddy had round his head for being Joseph. Oh, I wish you could have seen him. There I was, determined to be impartial, lapping it up like all the other mums, thinking, mine are the best, mine are the best. Here they were, too.
What's it like, being a mother?
How long have you got?
24 hours, as far as I know.
No more twinges? No minor contractions?
No.
Oh, what's it like? Oh, God. Ah, I suppose it's different for everybody. When I got pregnant with Teddy, it was a total surprise. I mean, don't laugh. It was supposed to be a safe period. We had no intention of having a baby for at least 3 years. I was going to go on working full time, save up all that. I felt sick as a dog all the time with Teddy. The first few months were unspeakable. I was doing night school at the time, catching up on my neglected education, do you remember? Mm. The idea I might get some sort of degree eventually. Part of the project was the Lakeland Poets. I still can't look at a line of Wordsworth without feeling sick. Yeah, afterwards, when he was born, all my priorities changed. All the things I'd turned my nose up at or totally ignored became important. The day I really knew I was a mother was the day I remember looking at and, wait for it, admiring my first pile of clean white nappies.
Oh, God.
Oh, just wait. You'll see what I mean.
I'm going to use disposables.
Disposables cost.
Oh, I'll do without food rather than wash nappies.
Oh, no, you won't. Talk sense. You'll need your health and strength more than you've ever needed it. You'll eat all right.
Will I? Off the Social Security?
Oh, that's what it's there for. To tide you over so you don't starve.
What would you say if I asked you to take the baby? Bring it up as your own?
I'd say, ask me again the day after tomorrow.
I'm serious.
So am I. No, thank you very much. Two I've got, and two are enough. Besides, what would you be doing while we were bringing up your child?
I'd go away. Far away. Start again. Well, you needn't think I'd come back wanting to change my mind.
You're speaking in ignorance. Your feelings are going to change drastically.
Oh, I'm frightened.
Oh, that's the insecurity. Look, Ange, I've been talking to someone at work whose sister lets out rooms. Bedsits, small flats, that sort of thing. She says it's a nice house up by the park, and she thinks there's one coming vacant because her sister was talking about doing some decorating between lets. I didn't mean to bring this up today, but, well, I asked her if she would put a word in for you, and she said she'd see what she could do.
But if they're up by the park, they'll be expensive. What does she know about the baby?
Yes. Look, she's not sure how her sister will react to that, but she says it's worth a try. We could go up there and have a look.
Don't. I can't face all that. I'll never cope on my own. How will I manage? Oh, if I could stay here for the first few months.
No, I'm sorry, love, but not for months. A few weeks if you have to. I'll settle for that. Though you know yourself it won't be easy in a place this size. A few months are out. You're tired now, but you're going to feel different. You've got to make a proper start on your own. I'll give you all the support I can.
But not a roof over my head.
Don't make it any harder. You've been here now
for 6 weeks.
Right. In that time, you've done nothing at all to find a place of your own. Nothing. Why? Why have you left it all to me?
I kept thinking the father would help me.
Do you realise that's the first time you've mentioned him of your own free will? Every time I brought the subject up, you either clammed up or walked out on me. For God's sake, where is he, Angela? Is there any chance at all of getting him
accept
to take
his share of the responsibility?
Yes, of course.
You think that would be right, do you? You think that's what he should do?
Well, don't you? You're not one of these feminist types who wanted a child without a husband. I know you.
Do you?
Can you talk about him at long last? Where is he? Does he know about the baby? How did you meet him? He never introduced us to any boyfriend, not even in the old days when we were both at home.
Well, there weren't that many. And I'd have been crazy to introduce them to you.
What do you mean?
One bat of your eyelashes and I'd have lost whoever for good.
I don't think I've ever batted my eyelashes in my life. Angela, you're serious, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Well, you can't make an accusation like that without backing it up. Come on, what are you talking about? Which of your boyfriends have I... I've never met any of your boyfriends.
I used to watch the way men reacted to you. Instantly. I could never understand it. It's not as though you were beautiful or even all that pretty or anything. But that's men, isn't it? I think it was the way you looked at them. Like they were doing you a favour, breathing the same air.
Come off it.
I could go on and on. About all the things you did better than I did. The choices you got. The little extras because you were the obvious person to have them while they'd just be wasted on me. Even Dad, who understood me best, never really stuck up for me. Because Mum had him where you had men. Just where she wanted him.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. You never noticed. I'm not saying it was deliberate. I could have fought that. It's just that it was taken for granted.
But, Ange, you were so quiet, so private. You always went your own way.
Nowhere else for me to go.
Oh, look.
The other day, you said you couldn't remember what you used to do before you got married. You said it was a blank.
So?
A blank? You can't have forgotten. Dancing classes, parties, skating, school trips.
You never wanted to go.
Oh, didn't I?
No, this is ridiculous. You're beginning to sound like one of those dreadful old B-movies.
I am a B-movie. You're the main feature, Kate. You always were. And even now.
Go on. You better say whatever it is you have to say and finish with it.
Take the baby, Katie. It's our last chance.
What? Just, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't get it. One minute you go on as if you hate me, as if you've hated me for years. And if that's how it is, what are you doing here? Why first the pleading to stay and now...
I don't hate you.
Oh, you could have fooled me.
Oh, I've never hated you. And that was the worst part. I admired you. I wanted to be like you. Just like you. Only I never could.
Oh, you're not making any sense.
Never been able to get through to you. I tried. I wanted us to be friends as well as sisters. Oh, you never took me seriously.
Seriously was all we could take you. You never were a bundle of laughs, Angela. For weeks on end, you'd be so surly, so difficult to understand. We tried our best.
Oh, we tried our best. We? You see? Two against one, you and Mother.
But there's often a bit of a split up the middle of a household. Janie tends to cling to David. Truth to tell, I sometimes look at Mother now and wonder why we were so close. I suppose in those days it was all girls talk, clothes and stuff. Seems a bit trivial in retrospect, but superficial. Oh, I've changed, I suppose, and Mother hasn't. Families are like that. But if I had Mother, you had Daddy.
Oh, nobody had Daddy.
Well, he's a bit of a one-off with his endless stamp collection and never wanting to go anywhere. Chip off the old block, you are.
Yeah? Where are they today? Mummy and Daddy.
Oh, have a heart. We've no space, not an inch. New year they're coming, by which time the baby
will be here, to be viewed before they return to their tidy little flat and their tidy little lives.
Ah, that's the way it is, Angela. You've got to face facts, painful though they may be. We all have to face facts.
Do we?
Very nice. Very nice, that was. She spoke well.
What?
The Queen, I say, she spoke well. Oh. And me there on my own with her. Whatever happened to tradition, eh? Families together. What are you two girls up to? Not finished the pots yet? Oh, what are they back already?
It's freezing out there. There are great big icicles. Monsters. No snow, though. I wanted a snowman.
You wanted to come in and play with your feeble doll. It's got real underclothes and a diamond tiara. Shut up!
Now, listen, that.
Where's Daddy?
He went to start up the car.
What for?
To see if the engine was okay.
It was all right this morning. He drove us to church.
Well, that's what he said. Can I have some olives?
Olives?
You make yourself sick.
Olives, olives. I want olives.
Oh, watch them, Dad, will you, with that drinks tray?
Olives?
They're brilliant. Delicious. Double delicious.
I'm just nipping to the front for a minute.
All right, Angela. Are you all right?
I'm all right.
Our turn, then, is it? Now, get your coat on.
Where are you going?
I'm taking your Aunt Angela for a constitutional.
Can I have one?
He means a walk, dopey.
Can I come?
You just come back in, silly lass.
It's cold out there. You'll freeze.
Now, what do you say, Aunt Angela? Are we going to brave it?
He's not there. The car's gone. What did he say?
He said he was going to...
start the engine.
Yes, I know. Did he say he was going anywhere?
No. You go in, he said. I'll be right behind you. Maybe he's zoomed into space or being kidnapped.
He hasn't. Has he, Mummy?
People don't kidnap cars. He'll have gone round the block.
We've just been round the block.
But not in the car.
He wanted to try out the engine.
He tried it this morning. Going to the play. He's gone. He's gone.
He's gone. He's gone.
Now then, you two.
He's gone. He's gone. He's gone.
Will you please be quiet?
Oh!
Angela? Angie?
I think it's the baby.
Oh, my God.
Easy. Easy now.
I want Daddy.
Oh!
Daddy. Daddy. Daddy.
Christmas Day, dragging you out like this.
Oh, listen. Best thing that could have happened. A tour of the old school playing fields, scenes of former glory, bleak though they look right now, is a damn sight better than that house bursting at the seams.
You too, eh?
Christmas should come with a government health warning. A marriage guidance counsellor in every stocking. Listen, you've done me a favour.
Well, I needed to talk to somebody I could trust to keep his mouth shut.
So, what's all this about, then?
Tom, I'm in dead stuck.
You?
Yeah. Okay, believe it or not, me.
What's the trouble? Money?
No more than usual. We haven't enough, but who has?
I could give you a long list, but I don't know anybody on it.
I've got a girl. A woman. Pregnant.
You?
Do you think you could stop saying that?
Well, sorry, but it's just so hard to believe. You and Katie, we thought...
Oh, we are. We've got a great marriage. Oh, God.
Who then? Why?
Come on, Tom, you know why.
No, I don't. Not that I haven't fancied.
Right, well then.
Not got the bottle for it. I like a peaceful life.
So do I. God, so do I.
Who is she? Someone at work, is it?
No, it's not. That's the worst of it. Somebody at home.
How do you mean?
What am I going to do?
Somebody at home?
My, sister-in-law.
My God.
Yeah, my God.
When you said trouble, you meant trouble. Does Katie...
No, she doesn't. So far, Angela said nothing. But the baby's due tomorrow, and it's like living with a time bomb in the house. Every minute, every second, I think the walls are going to come down.
Bloody hell.
What shall I do?
Do? What can you do? Run.
Seriously?
Well, what do you want to do? What does she want you to do, Angela?
She wants me to look after her. What else?
Leave Katie. The kids?
She never said that. She's never spelt it out. All she's asked for is my support. She wants me to take over, find her somewhere to live, see to everything.
Run two households?
That's about the size of it, yeah.
You have got money problems.
It may not come to it.
How did it get this far?
That's what I keep asking. Yeah, she's some sort of witch. It only happened once. I've never even looked at her.
You must have. You must have done something. It takes two.
I'm going out of my mind.
Have you thought about telling Kate?
I've thought about little else. How can I? How can I do it to her?
You've done it.
Yeah, all right. I can do without the smart riposte.
Yeah, you're right in it, aren't you? I don't know what the hell I'd do. Disappear.
You wouldn't.
Oh, look, Dave, I don't know what to say. What advice can anybody give you in a situation like this?
It's the kids. I don't want the kids to find out, to know.
They're great kids.
Yeah.
Have I met, who is it, Angela? Like Angie in EastEnders, is she?
She's more like Mary Poppins. She was at our wedding. She was the bridesmaid. Oh, God.
I don't remember a right lot about your wedding.
Yeah, I know what you mean. No, she hadn't been around all that much since. She'd been in and out of work. Went away for a bit. It's only these last 5 or 6 weeks.
Takes a bit longer than that. You say the baby's due tomorrow?
Only these last few weeks while she's been under our roof that I've really got to know her.
I can't understand how you've managed to keep it from Katie. Why has Angela kept her mouth shut?
Beats me. She's a weird girl.
If you're going to face the music, tell Katie, yeah, you better get a move on. If it doesn't come from you, it's going to be that much worse.
I know that. I don't want to lose her, Tom. I don't want to lose Janie and Teddy. I couldn't face that.
Well, now you've another child coming.
That's what's so crazy. He doesn't feel like mine. I can't relate to it at all.
I suppose it is yours, is it? I mean, she wouldn't try to lumber
you. Oh, no, it's mine, all right. She's not the type to... So, you tell her, then. You tell Katie.
You either get out or tell her. I don't see what else you can do. Well, what's it to be?
I'll have to tell her.
Go back now, grab her and take her out. Let the others fend for themselves. You've no time left.
If it comes to a showdown in front of the kids...
Look, it may not if you move. Go on. Now.
I suppose I've got no choice.
I can't see that you have. But it's your life.
Oh. Thanks for listening.
Well, not much help.
Oh, no, you have been. I've been on my own with it for too long.
Well, best of British.
Yeah. Thanks. See you, Tom.
Let me know how you get on. See ya.
What can I say? Except I'm sorry. I wish I'd speak. I'd say anything, not this awful silence.
You and Angela?
You make it sound like a long-standing affair. I told you, Katie, I explained. It was just that one occasion.
Was it?
You've got to believe me. I don't even like your sister.
That makes it better.
Please, believe me.
Be quiet. What's happening to me? Walking the streets on Christmas Day.
We had to be on our own. I had to get away from that house.
Does your father know about this?
Oh, talk sense.
Don't you talk
I'm
to
sorry,
me like
sorry.
That.
I'm sorry. I've been out of my mind with worry, and now I...
Now you realise you have no time left. She'll be pushing your child into your arms in a matter of hours. She won't keep quiet then, will she? So you have no choice. Hard luck, Dave. Oh, if I were you, I should hurry. You must ring the hospital. It may be born already. Contractions were coming very quickly.
Well, never before and never since. All the time we've been married.
What do I do? Thank you.
9 years.
Funny. I've been married the same length of time. About time I started looking round, is
oh,
it?
Don't do this to me, Katie. I deserve it, but don't do it.
I don't want a word of this reaching the children's ears, whatever happens, especially not today. Christmas is special for children.
I feel exactly the same.
Do you? It's a pity you didn't think of that before you did irreversible damage.
What are you going to do?
I haven't made up my mind.
Don't leave me, Katie. Not for one stupid
don't
mistake.
Don't understand. Why?
She virtually...
threw herself at you. Seduced you. Oh, poor Dave. Poor helpless
Dave. Yeah, go on.
Dave.
I deserve that. Spineless, feeble. I accept all that. Only... don't go, eh? Don't go.
Where would I go? Wasn't it rather you who'd be going?
Katie,
don't touch me.
Listen to me.
I'm going back.
Get in the car.
No, I want to walk. Clear my head 5 minutes. You go... you go back to our children and your father and give them their Christmas tea. You do that.
Katie.
Telephone the hospital, too, as soon as you get in. Everyone will be waiting for you.
Wait!
No, David!
Oh, dear God.
Sit yourselves down while David telephones the hospital. Well, now she will be pleased with Angela. Her mum and dad turned up after all.
Turned up?
I'd like to get to the hospital now.
Oh, well, if you'd just hold your horses till we find something out.
She's,
spit it out, lad.
She's had a boy.
There now, you two. Auntie Angela's had a boy.
Just like the Virgin Mary.
Not quite. Congratulations, Granny and Grandad Pearson.
Jesus was a boy.
So what? I'm a boy.
You weren't born at Christmas. You weren't born in Bethlehem.
There's nothing special about Bethlehem.
Yes, there is. It's holy.
Christmas Day. Poor little blighter.
Why? Why, Grandad?
Everybody's celebrating Christmas, not concentrating on his birthday at all. I mean, one lot of presents, like as not.
But he's the same birthday as Jesus.
Oh, aye. You could say he was in good company.
She's always on about Jesus. She's got a crush on him.
I have not. I wish I was the same birthday, though. Can we go and see the new baby? Can we go now, Daddy?
No, not today, love.
Why not?
Your Auntie Angela will be resting.
Grandma's crying. Why are you crying?
There, no staring at folk. Tears of joy.
How do we get to this hospital?
Not yet, Alan. Wait.
What about a nice drink all round Thursday? Toast the baby's health. Besides, you want to see Katie before you go.
I could run you down there if you like.
Oh, is it hard to find?
If Grandma and Grandpa Pearson are going, why can't we go? I want to see the baby.
Shut up, Janie.
Happen tomorrow, eh? Never much to do on Boxing Day. Come on, Dave. Hmm? Where's your hospitality? Oh, get those glasses over here.
What will you have?
A small sherry, please. Dry.
We've got medium, will that do?
Well, as long as it's not sweet.
Mr. Pearson? Alan?
I'd rather get on.
I'm not going until I've had a drink. You may as well sit down again.
Oh, anything then, whatever's going on.
I'm sorry we can't put you up.
Oh, we knew that when we came. We'll go back just as soon as we've seen Angela. That or find a hotel overnight.
All full at this time of year. Besides... there should be no need for that.
Me cluttering up the place, eh? I'll shift out and dust down in here tonight if you want my room. Dave's been in with me while Angela's been with Kate, but he can move back again now.
Hang on.
We have no intention of staying.
Alan felt he couldn't wait until the new year. I said it would be an inconvenience at a time like this.
Where's Mum?
Walking.
Oh, very odd.
She's getting some fresh air. She had a bit of a headache.
It's Christmas Day.
She had her work cut out lately, your Mum. Let her have a breather, eh? Good girl.
I want her.
She'll be back. In the meantime, look what you've got. Two granddads, a dad and a granny. You're not to be going on with.
And a brother.
Who wants a rotten brother?
Don't start that!
Has Angela said anything about what she intends to do?
Not in front of the children, Alan.
Huh? Why? It's Mum. Oh. Mummy?
Oh, Katie.
Mother, how nice to see you. Daddy.
How is she, Kate?
Oh, I haven't seen her since she went in. She was okay. Any further news? Didn't you telephone?
A lad. Both doing fine. Isn't it right, Dave?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, we will get down there right away.
Will you finish your drink? I want to talk to Katie.
I must put the children to bed.
Oh, Mum.
Have you said thank you to Granny and Grandpa for your Christmas money?
Thank you.
Come on now, upstairs. It's getting late.
Aye, you'll not get a hotel to stop in this time of night, especially at Christmas.
We don't need a hotel. I told you. We're going straight back. Alan would insist on coming now.
I wanted to talk to Angela.
11th hour.
Sorry?
You've left it a bit late.
I'll take them up.
You stay there. Tell him about Angela's son. You didn't say what weight. What does he weigh, your nephew?
£6.
So small. Nothing to him.
Heavy enough.
I thought she'd still be there. New babies are usually late rather than early, aren't they?
There are no hard and fast rules.
No rules at all.
In any case, there's nothing we can say or do.
You do surprise me.
Janie, Teddy, now.
We haven't seen Grandma and Grandpa Pearson properly. And they're going straight back.
Hey, you'll be seeing us, Teddy. Go on with your mother.
That's right, come on.
I want to take my dog.
I want to
take
my...
I'll bring your things up in a minute. Go and make a start, will you, hey? All right.
Night-night. Mind if please don't bite.
You can peck your rumpo.
Silo Red downstairs.
What, what was that? Then what?
Oh, that'd be telling cold, that was. Huh? Secret society stuff.
Lively kids. Happy. They look well.
Oh, they are, that. Get to see them often, do you?
Not often enough.
I'd like them to spend more time with us, but we have so little space.
One of those retirement places you're in now, I hear?
Yes, only the one bedroom. Easier at our age.
Why, how old are you? 55? 60? Spring chickens, the pair of you.
Dad.
Nevertheless, we want to enjoy our retirement.
I quite agree. I've been enjoying mine for the past 10 years.
Really? So long? I knew you were older, Mr. Radcliffe, but not so much older.
I'll not see 70 again, unless we come round twice. I intend to enjoy the rest of my retirement, too. Get as much young society as I can.
Young?
Certainly, certainly.
And how are you going to manage that? Visit the local disco?
Now, there's an idea. I'll give it some thought, Beatrice. No, that's not exactly what I had in mind. I'm thinking of taking a lodger.
What are you talking about?
Mum's the word. Your plans are not finalised yet.
He's joking. For starters, he hasn't got a spare room.
What's that got to do with it?
Everything, surely.
Not necessarily. I mean, for instance, you're not going to let that stand in your way, are you?
What do you mean?
Well, you'll be taking in Angela and your new grandchild.
Oh, no.
No? Then where's the lass going to go?
That's not our business, Dad.
Isn't it? You do surprise me.
Angela must make her own plans. She's an adult. She's chosen to go her own way. We can't be held responsible.
It wasn't responsibility I was talking about.
What then?
Nay, you're a mother. I shouldn't have to spell it out for you.
Alan?
What?
Are you going to sit there in a trance and listen to David's father telling us where our duty lies?
I'm sorry I wasn't listening. Isn't it time we got going?
Get one thing straight, Mr. Radcliffe. Angela's had a good home. She's the one who chose to leave it and behave irresponsibly. You've only to look at Kate to see how well brought up the girls have been. Katie was never any trouble. Angela's always been difficult, insisting on going her own way regardless. And I'm only surprised she gave up those dreadful lodgings she was in to hang around Katie. I would have expected her to be in her own flat long ago. She's not a child.
I can't agree with you there. From what I've seen, the lass is just looking for a bit of human warmth and affection. And who wouldn't be, left high and dry as she's been,
It's more natural than to stick to her sister when her mum and dad have no place for her in time of trouble.
Look, Dad.
What should I look out, son?
Really? David? If your father weren't the age he is...
Oh, don't spare me on account of that.
You talk as though we were Victorian parents. Angela is 26 years old. She's moved around since she was 19. We've hardly cast her from us.
She never wanted to go.
What?
You're twisting the facts to suit your own ends, Bea. Angela's no modern, together young woman with an organised life of her own. She's the very thing you say she's not. She's innocent.
Oh, very good, in the circumstances.
Janie won't settle without a doll.
I'll take it up.
Take Teddy's game as well. They've had a rotten Christmas Day, all interruptions.
Katie!
I didn't mean you, Mother.
I'll tell him it's lights out tonight and out.
David's father is taking us to task about Angela. He says we can easily manage to accommodate her and her baby, since he himself is going to take a lodger.
What's that?
Just an idea I had. It may come to nothing at all.
A lodger?
I understand we missed a real treat this A.M., Alan.
Mm-hmm.
Janie and Teddy were down at the church doing their bit in the nativity play.
Oh, yes. How did it go?
Tell them, Katie. Oh,
seems like 100 years ago. It went very well. I was so proud of them. Jane really did look like an angel. Mm-hmm. Teddy had his beard on crooked, but he was the only one we could hear properly right at the back. You'd have been proud of them.
What is it, Kate? Don't get upset.
Like the girl says, it's been a long day.
Well, we'll make two less. We'd better get down there and then we can get back on the road before all the drunks.
I thought there was less drunken driving these days, with a little bag to blow in and all.
You forget this is Christmas.
Peace, goodwill to all men.
Goodbye, dear. I expect we shall be over again at New Year, as arranged. If there's any alteration of plan, I'll give you a ring.
Yes, me too.
Your plans might be altered.
Yes, I don't know.
I thought you were expecting us.
Yes, yes, of course.
You don't want to ride down with us, Kate, to see Angela?
No, thanks. Perhaps tomorrow.
Oh, if she's awake now. I mean, this whole mad dash could be a wild goose chase. If something's cropped up for New Year, you mustn't consider us.
Oh, no, I'll telephone before then.
Goodbye, Mr. Radcliffe.
Ta-ta.
We haven't had a talk, Katie. It's too bad.
Pass on my best wishes to your Angela. Tell her, well done.
Yes. We're off, David!
I'll tell him.
Oh.
Bye-bye, Kate. See you soon.
Yes, I hope so.
Get a rest, can't you?
Oh, maybe.
We'll give your love to Angela.
If she's conscious. I mean, the whole place may be tucked up for the night.
I'll see you out.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, what a day.
Yes, what a day.
Have they gone?
Aye, just off. I think I'll nip up and say good night to those two. Give them a bit of a bedtime story to settle them down after all the excitement. Yeah, you two, get your feet up with a glass in front of you. Time you had a bit of each other's company.
Oh, I've one or two.
No argument. I'm off up. Hello, you two.
Do you want a drink?
Yeah, give me a drink.
He's right, you should sit down. You look all in.
£6.
Huh?
Isn't a lot, is it, £6? One child and everything altered. Nothing ever again to be the same.
If I could wipe it out.
Yes, why didn't you do that? I'd have thought that would have been your first idea, abortion. Get rid of it.
Don't.
Was it Angela who wouldn't?
Look at me, Kate.
No, thank you.
Look at me. I'd give anything, anything, for this not to have happened.
It didn't happen, Dave. A thunderstorm happens. Epidemics happen. You did this. You chose to act. You're responsible.
Never again. Ever, as long as I live.
Really?
I love you. And I need you.
Just words.
It's more than that.
It's words.
Katie!
Where did it happen? When exactly?
Oh, don't let's
go. You want to spare me the details? Where?
I don't want to talk about it. As far as I'm concerned, it never happened.
Oh, but then you haven't spent 9 months carrying a child, nor the best part of the day in the labour ward. Not that I defend her. I hate her for what she's done to me. I hate you.
Yeah.
She said I'd had everything.
done everything while she'd been excluded. First I thought she was joking, then I seriously began to believe she was unbalanced. Such bitterness. She never said anything. Then, all those years. How could I know? I never deliberately left her out. All those years holding a grudge. A grudge so vicious she had to do this to get her revenge. From all the things I had that she wanted, she had to take you. I still can't take it
she
in.
She hasn't taken...
Has she asked you to leave me? To go with her?
I wouldn't go.
What if I asked you to go? What if I said, you've made your bed, you must lie on it. Take my sister and her kid and go and make a new life for yourselves somewhere a long way off, where I never have to lay eyes on either of you again.
Please.
I could say that. Oh, dear God, I could say that and mean it with all my heart.
You don't. You don't mean
it. Stay where you are. I'm thinking. I have to think fast, you see.
You're tired.
Yes. It's hard to think when you're tired. Christmas. Christmas Day. What's it all for, all that work? To make other people happy, not me, not for me.
I haven't given you your present yet. Don't, Katie, listen to me.
Something to say, have you?
Listen, if what you say is right, all that about grudges, getting her own back...
You think that lets you off the hook?
It explains a hell of a lot. Until that night, I never looked at her twice. She made a dead set for me, all right. I'd had a bit to drink. One of those days when I'd come out of work feeling less than adequate, some hard selling I'd done that had come to nothing. No, I'm not trying to get out of this. I did it, and I'll have to live with it. But you've got to give me a hearing.
Have I?
Yes.
Why?
For what we've been to each other in nearly 10 years. For that. For the children.
And the new child? What about the new child?
He's a stranger.
And your responsibility.
I accept that.
Do you? Do you know what accepting that will
not
mean?
Not yet, but I'm going to find out fast. Katie, if I promise you I'll never look at another woman again, will you stick by me while I do whatever has to be done? Find somewhere for the two of them. See about paying a share.
How could we afford to pay for another baby?
I don't know. I know nothing about it. It's a closed book to me, all that. Maintenance, running two households.
Impossible.
Perhaps. I don't know where I stand. But whatever has to be done, I can't back out of it. I'm ashamed of it. I'm angry. I've looked every which way for a loophole and there isn't one. Oh, I feel nothing for the child. Less than nothing for his mother. And I despise myself. All I know is that I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose Janie and Teddy, so... Will you please stay with me? Help me?
You'd get to know the child. You'd grow to care for it.
No, I wouldn't see it.
Or her.
Or her. But unless you wanted to go on seeing it.
I don't want to. Well, then how...
Well, I'd do what's needed, no more, no less, through a solicitor or whatever.
She wouldn't let it rest there. I'd be fighting her for the rest of my life.
We can't know that. How can we know what might happen? She could marry or go away somewhere and begin again. When the child's old enough, she'll want to work.
Will she? You know her better than I do.
I don't know her at all.
How can I do what you ask? It'll be hanging round our necks for the rest of our lives. And my parents, what are they to be told? You're asking the impossible.
Well, I can't contemplate anything else. Without you, I'm finished.
Settle down very nicely. Surrounded by presents. The stuff kids get nowadays. Hey, what about a bit of Christmas telly? There'll be something good on Christmas night. No, but what'll it be? Bit of comedy? Bit of colour? Look at you two. You'd think it was a wet Monday morning. Fill up the glasses, eh? Haven't we got something to celebrate?
Help yourself, dear.
Switch on. Switch on. Come on, Katie. Let's fill up your glass.
Celebrate.
Oh, pull yourself together, girl. Christmas Day and a brand new baby. What more do you want? Here's to him. Here's to Angela's lad and a new member of the family.
Oh, turn it down. Turn it down.
Lonely. I felt so lonely. That's why I did it. Your daddy, he's a stranger. He was a stranger then. I don't love him. I love Katie. Oh, she's my sister. I wanted her to love me. to talk to me. Childish. I'm the baby, baby. What shall I call you? Call you after your father? David? David who? Radcliffe? Pearson? No. Forget that. Better for all concerned. Can't do it. Should have planned. Planned nothing. Just you and me now. On our own. A funny little face. Old. Shoulders like a wrestler. God, such shoulders. Like giving birth to a tank. Oh, forget it now. No more nightmares. No more babies. Just you. You and me. Where shall we go? Home to Grandma and Grandpa Pearson? Oh, naughty. Can't go there. Naughty. Came to see us, though, didn't they? Went away again. Poor old Daddy tried its best. Not up to much, Daddy's. Mine's no better than yours. Such little fingers to hold so tight. Sleep now. So sleepy. Hurt. Still hurt. Tomorrow. Make up our minds tomorrow. Find somewhere. You and me. She can't have you after all. Katie can't. Oh, not now. Not ever. Mine. You're mine. All mine. Oh. Night, night, baby. Love you.
Now then, Dave. I want you to look at this.
Mum? What is it?
Here.
Yeah. Mum's ring. Her engagement ring.
That's right.
Why?
Why?
Why do you want me to look at it?
I just wanted your go-ahead, lad.
Go? For what?
I'm going to offer it to Angela. But now you don't mind, do you? What's up, David? Rendered you speechless, have I? Don't tell me you wouldn't like to see the young lady taken care of. A roof over her head. And the babies, of course, all found.
Don't be ridiculous.
Ridiculous, is it?
You're not serious.
Oh, aye. She's not said she's for it, but then I haven't exercised any persuasion as yet. I think she'll go along with it for all 10. Better than an old hostel. As I understand it, she'd only a couple of days in that place and then it's straight into the hostel, isn't that right?
Well, that's what they're arranging at the hospital, yeah, or trying to.
No need now.
You're offering her marriage. You're talking about marriage.
That's right. A marriage of convenience, as you might call it. Give the baby a name, Radcliffe. Good enough name, eh, David? I can see what you're thinking, plain as a pikestaff. I'm an old man, she'll laugh in my face. No, no, I don't think she will when it comes to the point. She'll see me as a stopgap. How long do you think it'll last? 3 months? 6 months? A year? Just till the baby's old enough for her to be a bit mobile.
You're crazy.
Oh, yes. A bit rash us Radcliffes, wouldn't you say? Tend to act on the spur of the moment, don't we? I've thought about this for some time, though. Took a bit of working out. Right, say no more. I'm off.
No, wait.
No time for waiting. Oh, hello, Katie. You too. All dressed up. Now, where are you off?
I'm taking the children out for the day.
Oh, well, be sure you're back in time for tea.
I may be back, and then again, I may not.
Oh, I should make the effort if I were you. I might have an announcement of some consequence to make.
Sorry?
Ask David.
Where are you going, Grandad?
I'm off to see Auntie Angela at the hospital.
Can I come? I want to see the baby. Can we see the baby?
No.
Why not? Why not, Mummy? Oh, please, we haven't seen the baby.
Be quiet, Teddy.
I'll tell you how it is, Janey. I've got something to discuss with your auntie, a bit hush-hush-like.
A secret?
That's right. But I'll let you into it as soon as I come in this afternoon. Now, you just make sure you get your mum back here in time for tea, won't you?
All right, I will.
What's going on?
You can't do this, Dad.
No, I think you'll find I can. I'm off now.
And pick your umpo.
Star Lorento, see you later.
But what?
You'll tell us the secret then, at tea time.
Certainly I will.
Promise?
Promise.
Give our love to Auntie Angela and to the baby.
It's as good as done, Janie, lass. As good as done.
Now to love.
In For Unto Us by Nan Woodhouse, Pam Ferris was Kate and Christian Rodsker, David. Janet Hampson was Angela, Neville Barber, Dad, Robin Barman, Tom, Paula Tilbrook, Beatrice, and Charles Cookson, Alan. The children, Teddy and Jane, were played by Daniel Lowe and Gillian Henry. The carols were sung by the children of Delamere Church of England School in Cheshire. And the play was directed in the Northwest by Tony Cliff.